Hi, this is Susan Hamilton, the Richardson Copywriter with 0 to 60 Marketing. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about backward goal setting and how that really makes it happen. Yesterday we challenged you to think about business growth differently, and we shared a technique that requires you to think about your intended end result first. Success requires goals, no two ways about it, but it's not always about setting each individual goal, as most of us have been taught. We mean well, but we choke at the first sign of distraction. Enough of that kind of thinking can make you more accustomed to defeat than victory. That's why people throw goals out the window. You know what? If you're thinking like that, you might as well. Instead of working towards your goal, this week we're challenging you to work back from it. On Friday, your task is due. Plan on finishing one of the things that's been hanging out in the periphery of your workday that you know you need to do to grow your business, but have to learn how to do it. So you never have all the time that it takes to actually learn it and do it. Guys, that situation is just too convenient for your brain. Decide what needs to be done by the close of work Thursday for Friday's goals to be accomplished reasonably. Then figure what needs to be done by Wednesday for Thursday's goals to be reasonable, and so on. Working backward will make today's objectives crystal clear and much easier to accomplish. Okay, this task should be written down, so if you haven't done that yet, put your list in our comment section for accountability. You may even help another business owner who's struggling to manage something too. Then post this to your Facebook page and see what your friends have to say about it. Ready? Set? Post! Are you following along with our backwards goal setting this week? Climb in. There's room for you too. Psst! Bring a friend.